and Sully Show, live on Talk Radio 640 WGST. Talk Radio 640 WGST, the Sully Show. We're on each weekday between noon and 2, and whether it's rainy or sunny, always on Friday, just after 1 o'clock, chat with Rick Limpert, who joins us from an undisclosed Starbucks location, sitting there with a nice latte, banging away on those keys on the computer. How you doing, my man?
That's exactly what I'm doing, Sully. I'm kind of like the post office. Doesn't matter if it's raining, snowing, sunshine, I'll be on with you on Friday.
Now, let me ask you this, Rick. Do you stick a dollar in the tip jar there at the Starbucks when you get your latte?
I do, like, weekly. I don't do it every day, or I do it, you know, around the holidays. So I think a lot of people are in that, you know, that same frame of mind. Or I leave a little extra on the, if I put it on my credit card, they'll let you round up or round to a different number. So I try to do that because the baristas, they work pretty hard.
Well, see, I was a newspaper kid as a young man, you know, and sold newspapers on the street. So I was kind of indoctrinated into that tip thing kind of early. And then I actually did work at Starbucks for a little while. And you don't make a lot of money at Starbucks, let's face it. So you're relying on those tips. You're relying on that hustle. So you got to get in there and make everybody smile and try and get everybody to put a dollar in.
If they do a good job, I have no problem with that. That's you know, that's part of the reward for a job well done.
We have Rick Limpert on each week just after 1 o'clock on Friday. Talk a little tech and have some fun. You're back from the Consumer Electronics Show in Las Vegas. And some of the stuff that you got to see, I was just talking before we got our conversation started about these flashlights. You and I both love flashlights. How about these zero-hour flashlights?
Yeah, I'm kind of a flashlight geek, and you don't realize the importance of a flashlight until you actually really need one. And, you know, this has happened to me a few times. So there's a company at the startup. It's called Zero Hour. It's a family-owned business, but they produce some of the best flashlights I've ever seen. Not only are they flashlights, but they have USB ports on it. They can you power up your mobile device in a time of need. So it's really an emergency device. But these tactical flashlights, you can adjust the brightness of them, which is cool. They have a long-lasting battery, and you can put them in strobe mode or different other types of modes. So they're compact, great for taking camping or to keep in a glove compartment or in a secret place where you may need it if there's a blackout situation. So zero-hour flashlights. I'm a big fan.
Well, I like the fact, too, that one of these ones here that I'm looking at, it's mountable to either your bike or, more importantly, Rick, your weapon. You know that plays big with me. Hopefully that representative over there in Decatur doesn't come and take away my AR-15.
Nope, they will mount on just about anything. And you see a lot of people riding their bikes, maybe at dusk or when it's dark out. So this mounted on a bike handlebar could be a lifesaver.
And those people on the bikes, they're always, whenever we pass them, they look at us like, you know, we're committing some horrible offense just because we're on the road.
Yeah, we are. We're burning that carbon monoxide, you know, the gas. So they're trying to save the environment. We're trying to get to that important meeting.
Well, as you're on the pedals, you can pull out your left or right wrist and look at your Fitbit Blaze. What's up with this new thing with a price point of almost $200? A little expensive. Is this thing worth it?
Well, this is kind of the Fitbit answer to the Apple Watch. So it is a little less expensive than the Apple Watch. Still has a lot of the same features. This was the big announcement by Fitbit at the show. And it's pretty nice. It's a little bigger than I think I would have wanted it. I like the price point for what you get, but it does all the activity monitors, what you see, your text messages, who's calling you, and all that sort of thing on your watch. So this fitness watch industry is always really growing. I've been watching it real closely, and the products are cool, but maybe the price does need to come down a little bit.
But it is that cool gadget factor that everybody wants it, so you're going to go out and plop down that money for it, and the money just comes rolling in for a lot of those manufacturers. Chatting with Rick Limpert, you can always follow him on Twitter. The handle there for him, Rick Roswell. I am really fascinated with key technology and lock technology, and it's changed so much over the last couple of decades. Talk about some of the things that you saw from Kwikset on the floor of the Consumer Electronics Show.
Yeah, Kwikset did a great job. But don't say the word key. This is all keyless stuff now that's coming out for your homes. And the transition is slowly ongoing for people changing out the key locks on their homes to these new Bluetooth and smart locks. Kwikset had people from HGTV there going through these products. The Kiva was the first one. They now have a second generation. They have a Kiva Convert. And what it is now they're easier for just the average person to install. You used to have to get an electrician or a contractor out to make the transition to these locks. Now you can do it yourself. That's really key. And a lot of the new houses being built have all this technology in it.
Oh, it is just fantastic. And the fact that it's able to be installed on your own makes it even more attractive. Talk about this little boomstick here, a $99 device that's basically a clicker to increase your headphone power or your earbud power.
Does that. It does increase the volume a little bit, but it also increases the quality. So Boomstick is a $99 little dongle. You plug it into your wherever you're getting your music off, and then you plug your headphones into the Boomstick. So basically, if you have a cheap pair of earbuds, it makes them sound like a more expensive pair of earbuds. And if you have an expensive earphones or earbuds, it makes them sound like a really expensive pair of earbuds or headphones. So you get a couple different layers of music for music aficionados. They may like this because it does improve the music quality that they're listening to through their ears.
Pretty amazing. Amazing chatting with Rick Limpert. His handle on Twitter, Rick Roswell. Of course, the website for Rick, RickLimpert.info. Rick, you're at the undisclosed Starbucks location where you are most every week as we have this conversation. You're probably looking, or at least can see from where you're sitting, a rack of very expensive coffee mugs. Talk to us about this one that costs $129, the EmberTech Smart Coffee Mug. Man, this thing better make my coffee in the morning, Rick.
It's not going to make your coffee, Sully, but it's going to keep your coffee at a level temperature. So you would buy your cup of coffee, you'd put it in the Ember smart coffee mug. Yes, we have a smart coffee mug now. And then adjust it for the temperature you want to keep your coffee at, it, and it will keep it right at that temperature for hours. You don't have to worry about your coffee getting cold or your tea getting cold. This is, I'm waiting for the first person to walk into Starbucks or a coffee shop with one of these. I want to see the expression on the barista's face when they have an Ember smart coffee mug in their hand.
$129. That's, you know, the wearable athletic technology stuff is kind of pricey, but that coffee mug, that would take some convincing. But you are in Starbucks and often paying $3 to $4 for your drink.
This is for the coffee lover that has to have their coffee at a certain temperature. No variation at all. They you know, and maybe they nursed that cup of coffee for like 4 hours. So this will keep it warm. You know, it's a little pricey and it's a little specialized, but I thought it was a neat piece of technology. I guess you could also put some hot chicken soup in that and keep it in there till lunchtime and then have that for lunch. So maybe there is some merit to this. Again, the price is going to have to come down a little bit.
Always good to chat with Rick Limpert. Do it every Friday just after 1 o'clock here on Talk Radio 640 WGSD. Divisional round NFL playoffs tomorrow, 2 games. Sunday, 2 games. Chiefs and Patriots first at 4:35 on Saturday. And then a rematch of a game that took place just a couple of weeks ago. Not a great one for the Packers, but they'll face the Cardinals again at 8:15 on Saturday evening. I know you're a big Packer fan. How do you see this? Can the Packers advance here?
They could. It's going to be tough. I don't think it's going to be the blowout that it was 3 weeks ago. Maybe they got that out of their system. But tell you, all the wild card games were won by the visiting team. You think that trend might continue this week? I think it's surprising that the home field advantage in football seems to be less and less important each year. So I think maybe look for that trend to continue. There's going to be some visiting teams pull a couple upsets this week.
Yeah, it was the first time ever in wild card weekend history that all four teams on the road won games. So it's going to be some good football. And then 2 games on Sunday, got the Seahawks and Panthers. That should be interesting. Steelers and Broncos, the later game on Sunday. Always fun this time of year with the NFL playoffs. And always fun to chat with Rick Limpert. Good to talk to you, my friend, from the undisclosed Starbucks location. Hope you have a great weekend, my man.
Very undisclosed. I got a lot of work to get done today. Have a good weekend.
All right, thanks a lot. And now, ladies and gentlemen, your undivided attention as we pause and get cooking with Paula Deen.